Yes, well, on May 27th, to celebrate Reconciliation Week, AFL's Indigenous Round, which is now called Sir Doug Nicholls Round, and to mark the partnership between the Epic Good Foundation and the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, we're doing this fantastic event at the Fox Hotel in Brisbane called Kick On for Literacy. And it's a night that marries both the AFL, obviously, and the love of reading, which I think is a really important thing to do. So we've got performances by William Barton, a renowned internationally renowned didge player, and local folk singer Georgia Corowa. And we've got a raft of auction items that have been donated by some fantastic supporters of the ILS and some raffle prizes. And I'm really excited about that. I put a call in to Troy Cassidaly and said, brother, can you come and play a few songs? And he said, I can't, but how about I send you a signed guitar? So that's currently online at the moment, an online auction. We've got a book club visit by Kate Grenville that there's a bidding war over at the moment, and she's offered to go to visit a book club in Sydney, Melbourne or Brisbane. We have got a Michael Lunig print that is actually being bid on at the moment online as well. We've got beautiful football boots that have been hand-painted by Galimba, the Indigenous design house here in Brisbane, and they've also donated a hand-painted football as well. So they're just a few of the things we've got going, and expecting about 300 people on the night, and it's going to be full of energy and community spirit, and I'm really excited about it, obviously, because not only because I'm an Indigenous Literacy Day ambassador, but because I, as somebody who goes into classrooms and I understand teachers often do assignments on sports people, I think it's really important to marry football and literature.
I see you've also got the Adam Goods and Michael O'Loughlin signed Swans jersey.
That's right. So I've actually got a book coming out with Goodsy and Mickey O, and I said to them, right, I need a Guernsey signed by you both, because obviously they're Swans legends, and so they've provided that as well, and that's being bid on at the moment online. We've also got the Hawks have provided us with a 2016 signed jersey by the entire 2016 playing team. We've also got their Indigenous Around Guernsey, which has been signed by Phil Rioli, and that will be in our raffle. And the Lions are giving us a Guernsey signed by their team as well, because, of course, here in Brisbane, the Lions will be playing Hawthorn in Indigenous Round. So we've got, everybody's been so incredibly generous. I'm actually auctioning off character naming rights in my next novel, which comes out in 2017. So hopefully someone will put a bid in for that and they can appear in a novel that will be published by Scholastic next year.
I'd like to bid on that one, I think. That'd be great.
I'd love to have a character named Kylie.
I'll see what I can do. And how do you go about bidding on these if you're not in Brisbane?
It's a good question, Kylie, because one of the reasons we put the auction on, or some of the auction online, is so that people around the country who are interested in, you know, supporting the Indigenous Literacy Foundation can actually participate. So if everybody just goes to the Indigenous Literacy Foundation website, just punch in Indigenous Literacy Foundation, it'll come up, and on the front page you will see a link to everything happening, buying tickets to the event, but also a link to the auction site, and they can bid away until 9 p.m. on Friday night, when the auction will close.
And tell us more about the Epic Good Foundation. You're the new manager. What sort of work do you do?
Well, I've just moved to Brisbane to take up the inaugural manager role here at Epic Good. Epic Good was set up by Kathy Reid and Stuart Giles. They are both local pharmacists who have done quite well in their business and wanted to give back to community. So they had a raft of charities, including things like the Very Special Kids Hospice in Melbourne. There's the AIOU Foundation as well. They sponsor or participate in St. Vinny's CEO Sleep Out and Dancing CEOs, which raises money for the Queensland Women's Legal Service. So they dance against DV. And last year they announced a $1 million commitment to the Hawthorn Indigenous Program, which is their, I guess, their flagship charity. So I work around managing the partnerships with the charities that they already have on board. And, of course, people who come to Epic Good saying, we would like you to partner with us in other charity or philanthropic activities. All of them have some kind of health focus, and health and educational focus. So literacy is also a health focus as well, given that lots of people in our communities in terms of you need to be healthy to be able to participate in school and learn and so forth and read. So I have, it's only part-time, but I have a great job seeing good work being done at a community level.
And the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, you're raising money through this auction. What exactly is the money going towards and how does it get out to the communities?
Excellent. So we've got, we've already put 140,000 books, and these are all new books. We believe our kids in remote communities deserve to have new books. They're not secondhand books or books that other people haven't wanted. They are books that are handpicked by community people on the ground and literacy workers. We've put them into 230 remote communities to date. We have a different approaches. We have something called Book Supply, which is where communities choose books from a list with literacy workers and they get delivered those books. Some of those books are bilingual. We have literacy projects that we run where communities develop books on the ground themselves in both English and their local language. And we have something called Book Buzz, which are book packs with 12 books in there in a little backpack. And they are designed for young kids before they get to school. So they're hard picture books, because what we've found in many of our remote communities is that kids can arrive at school at the age of five having never held a book before, having never had a relationship with a book before, because they don't have beautiful local libraries like we are fortunate to have in urban centres, and they don't have well-stocked school libraries, again, that we have in urban centres. So we are trying to nurture young readers and also parents and older siblings are taught to read the books to the children. So there's a range of things. We do also do community publishing projects. Next week, I will head to La Germanu with Dr. Sandra Phillips from QUT, and we will run a writing workshop with 10 young Aboriginal men aged 15 to 17 who are part of the Big River Hawks, who are the junior team for Hawthorne, and together we will create an anthology of writing which we will publish, and then that will be sold and the profits from that will go into creating more literacy resources.
And coming up to the election, have you seen anything from any of the parties addressing Indigenous literacy, or have you got a message that you would send out to them?
Oh, very good question, Kylie. Well, I haven't seen them really talk about anything Indigenous, so literacy is probably even lower down the list. My message is we are doing at the ILF and now with Epic Good doing what the government should be doing, because education and literacy should be a Commonwealth government responsibility. And what we are doing at the ILF is we are relying on the goodwill and the money from the grassroots community to pull things together to create resources for kids in remote communities who are Australian. And they should be treated like kids that are in urban centres and should have the same access to educational materials and literacy materials as everybody else. So my message to them would be, if you can't do the job adequately, then at least fund the people who are already doing it well. Because we don't actually, Kylie, we don't take any, or we don't get any grant funding at all. All the money we have is through sponsorship and donations and volunteering.